Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. Between 2 and 3, we've got Gambler's Help from the people from Each to come in and talk about Gambler's Help for those people who are having problems with their gambling, and they'll tell you some strategies and different things to work on. 1 to 2, unfortunately, Cindy McLeish can't be with us today. She's out doing some work, which is what we all pay her to do. We'll certainly play a bit of music, and if something pops up between now and then where I get an interview, we'll certainly have an interview during that hour. But being the for the next hour, we're going to talk to Croydon Parish players. Now, we've talked to the president down there, Fiona, but this time they've got another show on, so we thought we'd talk to the director. It's got an interesting name, but first of all, it's my pleasure to introduce Mitch. How are you, Mitch? Mitch?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry, you dropped out.
My apologies.
No, I've given the introduction. You probably didn't hear it, unfortunately, but I have spoken to Fee, which is your president, on another occasion, another show, but you're just about or very soon to start another show. First of all, I'd like to know a little bit about it, because tell us the name of it, and I can't believe a player's about this. It's not about what I think it's about.
It's probably what you think it's about. The show is called Urinetown.
Yep.
It is a stupid name for a musical.
Absolutely.
We'll get that out of the way right off the bat. It's a very silly name for a musical.
Right.
But it kind of sets the tone a little bit for what the whole show is about. And it's difficult to explain what the show is about without sounding a little bit like a nutter. So I hope you'll forgive me for a second.
Yep. Go for it.
So the show is set in a not-so-distant dystopian future where a long-term drought has rendered the idea of private toilets to be a thing of the past. So there are no more private toilets, and everyone pays to use the public toilets that are controlled by the sort of capitalistic, monolithic company that controls them.
Right.
Which are called the Urine Good Company.
Go on.
So you see where we're going with this.
Well, I can't see how this could turn into a musical, but anyway, keep going.
So set in this sort of dystopian future where there's a very heavy class divide between the rich people who can afford to use the nicer amenities and the poor people who have to use the poorest and the filthiest and the, you know, the dirtiest.
Yeah.
And into that kind of melting pot of tension, we meet our hero, whose name is Bobby Strong, who works at one of these public amenities.
The cheap ones or the good ones?
One of the very cheap ones.
Right, yep.
And he works as one of the officers there, and he meets a girl named Hope. Because we're going to play on some cliches.
Right.
And she teaches him how to follow his heart, and he begins to lead a revolution. And so the show is, for the most part, on the surface level, about this revolution of the people wanting to pee for free.
So it's not to try and get the toilets back in the homes again. It's just that they should go for free.
Exactly. Yes, the whole mantra is the people want to pee for free. So the story is mostly about the sort of the revolution and what goes right and what goes wrong.
So
the fascinating part is that once you scratch the surface, it's actually about social philosophy and political ideology and community and environmentalism. And it's a very, very smartly put together musical that is just covered in this veneer of pee jokes.
It was quite funny that we're talking about this today. I was in the city on Sunday afternoon, I think it was, with one of my daughters, and we walked past, and I said, well, this is down where the old GPO used to be in the city, in corner of Burke Street. And I can remember as a kid, a father taking me down. There was toilets, they're blocked off now, down underground, and there was always somebody there to collect money. So we had them in Melbourne. Well, it's a few years ago, but it's certainly in my lifetime. I can remember my father taking me in there.
It's still a thing that happens throughout Europe, where a lot of public toilets will have a coin slot to pay to pee, which is where the show came from. So the one of the writers, this was a Broadway musical in the early 2000s, and he was traveling in Europe and saw these public toilets that required payment, and his idea became, well, what if you tried to do that in America? And, of course, the answer is revolution.
Revolution. All right, look, I've just got to take a quick break. Some sponsorships have popped up. I'll take those, and we're going to come back and find a little bit more. Well, we want to find a little bit about you also, because I believe you're the director, aren't you?
I am, yes.
All right, we'll ask you a little bit about yourself when we come back. Talking to Mitch, and he's the director of this new show that the Croydon Parish Players are putting on called Urine Town. First of all, Mitch, how long have you been involved with the community theatre?
Well, I was sort of born into it.
How do you mean?
So I'm a third generation performer with CPP. So both of my parents did shows when I was growing up. A couple of my grandparents were involved along the way. So my mum, when she was pregnant with me, played Yenta the Matchmaker in Fiddler on the Roof. So
you were on stage before you'd even been born.
Correct. So I was quite literally born into it.
So I mean, a lot of people are born into families that have all sorts of talents, but they don't necessarily follow that. What made you, at some stage, you had to make a decision as Mitch, I want to get involved with being on the stage or directing. What made you make that decision?
Look, it's probably a little bit of an artsy kind of answer. I don't think I ever really made the choice. It's one of those things where it was just...
Just happened.
That's always been who I am. Yep. My parents will tell you that I was helping my mum learn lines from the moment that I could read. Okay. I would go to the plays she was in and they would have to tell me to stop talking in the back row because I was saying all of her lines and all of her cue lines. And it's a part of me that you can't really subtract without removing the entirety of my person. It's what I am.
So does your mother still appear on stage or has she given it away?
She unfortunately passed away many years ago.
Oh, that's bad luck.
But I was lucky enough to share the stage with her a few times, as well as with my father and my stepmother and my cousins and my aunts and my brother. And
blimey, you're all of Croydon Parish players, are you?
There was a period of time where a very large percentage of the CPP group was made up of about four or five families.
Is there?
Because new people would join and then they would bring their friends with them and then they would meet someone and families would join up together. And it, yeah, there's quite a lot of family connections.
I was just going to ask you, did your mother and father meet through Croydon Parish Players or is that something they took on after they were married?
They took it on after they'd met.
Right.
But I believe my grandparents had both done some bits and pieces with the company independently beforehand.
So how long has Croydon Parish Players been going then?
So next year will be our 70th anniversary.
Gee, that's not bad going, is it?
It's not too bad at all. So we've all right. been around a pretty long time.
So
yeah, the committee
on...
are already gearing up for some big celebrations, I think.
I bet you are. And we'll certainly find out about those as they come along. So what made you decide, first of all, that you wanted to direct and not just be an actor on the stage?
It's sort of the weird path of life, I suppose. So when I finished high school, I went and studied musical theatre professionally. Yep. So I studied at Federation University in Ballarat, the old Ballarat Academy of Performing Arts.
Yep.
Graduated from there. I did some auditions for a little while. I did a couple of small roles here and there. I spent a summer playing Mr. Badger in the Wind in the Willows in the Botanic Gardens,
which was an
absolute delight.
Yep.
And then one of my teachers reached out to me about the potential for stage managing because I'd showed some promise in some bits and pieces throughout uni that I might be good at that side of the production element. And so I spent probably eight or so years stage managing for various productions at a university level and around the community theatre traps.
Yep.
And then, I'm a pretty opinionated person and stage managing is great fun, but one of the drawbacks is you can't always give your opinions because you're not the director and you want to respect the director and their process.
Yep.
And so I started thinking more and more about how I'd love to just get my hands on a show creatively and be able to take it in the direction that I wanted to take it. Right. And so I started looking around for some directing opportunities and I've been lucky enough to find a few.
All right. So did the Croydon Parish Players decide we're going to do this play and they came looking for you or did you find this play and put it up to CPP that this is a show I want to do?
More the second one. I did this show when I was at university, so I've loved it for many, many years.
That's probably almost answered my next question. My next question was, why did you pick it? All right, you knew it, but what about it said to you, I want to do that show again?
There's a list of factors, I suppose, when I was having conversations with the committee as to what show we wanted to do.
Yeah.
Because obviously we want to make sure that there are opportunities for plenty of people. We want to have a nice large cast. We want to make sure we have plenty of lead roles. So you don't necessarily want a show where the ensemble don't have much to do because we want to make sure that we're giving stage time to as many people as possible. Yep. The the community aspect is the important part. So we wanted to make sure that there was a large ensemble presence, that it was a more or less family-friendly show. I personally like shows that have something about them that I can grasp onto, whether that's a theme or a running joke or a melodic line or something that I can kind of sink my teeth into.
Yep.
And the thing about You're in Town for me is that it is incredibly funny. It's right. So very silly.
I'll stop you there because I have to take an ad break, and I don't want to sort of go into the show until we come back. So if you just hold it right on that line, and we'll come back and we'll get you to repeat that line and we'll keep going, if that's okay.
Excellent. We'll create some suspense.
Thanks, Mitch.
Border, I still love, I can't afford it. For real, you just give me all in my feels and I get recorded. Now I'm here to spend every day with you. Feel it when I'm away from you. I love you today and I'm still willing to be grateful. If you're down for it, I'm down for it. I guess I make two. You walk by, call my eye, I take a take two. They'll try to do it like mine, but they just can't vote. She making pay, she making slay, and they just make dope. She a great view and I can never stare. And her parents could have do a better job than me to pair of the top and low stock. The pages to get a share of a thinking dress, talk and walk the same, but can't compare to
something about the way you move a little closer. Got me in a daze. I want you to know everybody can see you got that golden glow. Baby, don't mind me. I'm just giving you your roses.
On my gloomy day, she made the rain stop. Whenever she away, I feel the raindrops. I got me a little taste and now I can't stop. But man, just look up at her face, I cannot. Cause I've been looking different since your light shone on me 10 lines. She dangerous every step she takes. Landmines trying to take you all over the world. Franchise, think you're looking good, I'm loving it. Taglines, I'm playing but I'm serious. When you stand up in red leather, got me delirious. This girl gonna kill me, that cat just got me curious. It's me and you until the end. Period. Take my hand, let me show you the way. Feel woman, when I pull you a little closer. Want you in the night, I want you in the days. Want you feeling right, I want you to know.
Now, Mitch, just before we get back to You're in Town, which I can't believe you can make a show out of toilets, but anyway, I'll come along and have a look. If I said to you today, cost is no option, what is the best show that you would love to have the opportunity to put on?
Well, that's a very tough question because I have a very long list of shows I would just love to get my hands on. There's a show that I also found when I was doing university that is an absolute delight of a show called The Mystery of Edwin Drood, which is a sort of, it's based on the Charles Dickens novel, but the audience choose the murderer every night. And it's a very like British music hall type show that's quite a lot of fun.
So obviously, this is not your first shot at directing, and this won't be your last shot either, I gather.
I believe not. No, I have a few more things in the works. a couple of things that are yet to be announced.
Do you only ever work with Croydon Parish players, or do you? Because I know some people direct with other companies as well.
So I, for the most part, will direct with anyone that'll have me.
Yep.
This is my third show with CPP. So I've done one play, and this is my second full-on musical.
Yep.
But last year I directed a show with Western Arts Theatre in Essendon. I'm all around the traps.
Ah, and that happens. Like I belong to the 1812 Theatre, and I work front of house down there often, and I know that you'll be talking to the actors and they'll have a show with us and then one over at Williamstown or Frankston.
Yeah.
Because you've got to go wherever the shows are, don't you?
You've got to go where the shows are that you like. I also think there's a real value for a theatre company in not having the same person direct every year.
Yep. I agree with that.
I really like, so I directed with CPP 2 years ago. And then last year it was someone else, and yep. This year it's me, and next year it'll be someone else. That diversity of thought, I think, is really important in not getting stuck in the same place.
Mitch, do you think you'll only ever direct again, or do you see yourself back on the stage as well?
Oh, I've got a laundry list of shows, of roles I'd love to play. At the moment, I'm probably a little on the young side for a lot of them. So who knows what the future may hold? There's a wonderful Tim Minchin quote where he talks about being wary of long-term dreams. And he talks about if you focus too much on the horizon, you'll miss the shiny thing in the corner of your eye. And for the last probably 10 to 15 years of my life, it's just been following the shiny thing in the corner of my eye. Yeah. And it's led me to some really cool places, and that's what I intend to keep doing, is keeping an eye out for the fun experiences and the weird experiences. And
because that can
we'll
happen.
See where I land.
That can happen in real life too, isn't it? People are so busy looking to the future as to what they think that'll be that they forget to enjoy life as they go through.
Absolutely.
It's been too... We all need to have goals, but you can spend too much looking towards those goals and miss a lot of the fun that as you go through life.
Exactly.
All right, I have to take one more quick break and we'll be back with more.
This is your night, dancing free until the morning light. Together forever, 'cause this is your night. You captured my heart, the key to my life, the vision of our love that made me survive. We're gaining the mood, we're in it so real. It's time to move up and to face what I feel. Oh, this is your night, dancing free until the morning light. Together forever. This is your night, dancing free until the morning light. Together forever,
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 22 minutes to one. And we're talking to Mitch, and Mitch is the director of the Croydon Parish Player Show that's coming up, A Urine Town. Now, Mitch, we said at the start, I don't see how you can make a story about toilets. However, it's not about the toilets, is it? It's more about class warfare and that, am I right?
Yeah, so it's there is the on the surface level, it's about the revolution, it's about the class warfare and you know, the rich people hoarding the wealth rather than sharing it with the people, and the sort of tyrannical monopolistic capitalist CEO who buys off politicians to make sure that the legislation gets passed that he wants, which is all incredibly relevant and has been relevant for 25 years, and why won't it stop being relevant? But then once you get beneath the surface, there's a lot of really in-depth philosophy to it. Like all good, smart comedy, it's incredibly stupid on the surface level, but then sort of sneakily teaches you a few things.
Who wrote it, Mitch?
It's written by Mark Holman and Greg Kotas.
Now, I think you said, well, it's about America, is it? Or where was it actually written?
It's set in a generic small town in America, such as any town you might find in a musical.
So, but are they American writers, or are they...
They are, yes. So it is an American musical. So it premiered on Broadway in 2001.
And one thing for a start off, musicals are very, really bright nights, so everybody loves to go, well, most people love to go to and be really entertained, so musicals do that for you. The other thing too, that generally you've got quite large, actors and actresses in them, don't you?
Yes, we've got a cast of about 35.
Have you?
Making up all of our leads and ensemble. We also have a role we haven't announced who's playing it yet, which has been a bit exciting.
Tell me, is Fee in this one?
Fee is. She is playing the mother of our protagonist. So she plays Josephine Marstrong.
Fee will be good at that. I shouldn't say that.
Yes, she's sort of the matriarch of the poor.
We've talked to Fee before, and I know Fee quite well. So I can sort of make those sorts of jokes, but
she's very funny.
Yeah, one of the things that I always think about, particularly as you're getting towards the end of the year, you need to finish the note on a laugh, because you know, things happen during the year that we don't all like, and I just think that any theatre company needs to really put on a bit of a fun show towards the end of the year, just for that reason.
Look, there's certainly a lot of humour in there, but it's also, you know, as the narrator will tell you, it's not necessarily a happy musical. But the music is very happy.
Right. So are there sad bits in it, is there?
Oh, yes. It's a very Brechtian-style musical, so it's a lot of social commentary and kind of it'll lead you down one path and then very suddenly backtrack and take you in a different direction. So it's a good, fun experience.
All right. I'm just going to take a quick break, Mitch, and we'll be back with more.
All right.
course, is Joe Cocker, and you are so beautiful. He's not talking about me, so you've got to be talking about someone else. You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 15 minutes to one or a quarter to one, any way you'd like to put it. And I'm talking to Mitch, and he's a director down at Croydon Parish Players, and we're talking about their upcoming show, Urine Town. Mitch, you said just before we went that break, there's a big announcement coming up. Is it a surprise as to who the person is going to play the part, or is the whole part a surprise that a lot of the cast don't know about it?
The character exists within the show. His name is Old Man Strong. Yep. He is the father of Bobby Strong, our protagonist.
Yep.
And when we announced the cast, we deliberately did not announce an Old Man Strong. It's been a little bit of a mystery that's I kept hidden from the cast for a long time.
Was that because
of who is Old Man Strong?
Was that because it was a bit harder to cast, or is it just that you wanted to build up the suspense?
There's a little something going on. I've got a little trick up my sleeve. There have been some suggestions from the cast that I'm going to be playing it, and I'm happy to come on air now and dispute those. It will not be me.
Yep.
I intend to watch the show. But no, I've had a little trick up my sleeve for the last 6 months that hopefully sometime later this week there'll be a bit of an announcement.
On Facebook, or how are we going to find out?
If you follow us on Facebook Instagram or TikTok, at CPP Community Theatre, there'll be an announcement coming, I think.
Sounds fair. All right, I've got to take one last break, and then if you have your paper and pencil ready, we're going to get right down to the details to find out when it's on, the times it's on, where it's on, and the cost. So have your paper and pencil ready, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes. You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 9 minutes to one. And it, for between two and three, as I said before, we'll have Each In, that's the organisation, and they're going to be talking about gamblers' help in one strategies and ways that people can be helped. So if you've got a member of your family or somebody that you believe is struggling with gambling, give them a ring and ask them to give us a listen at 2 o'clock. And if they can't make it, well, there will be a podcast of all these shows, including Mitch that we're talking to now, that will go up on our website either at the end of this week or over the weekend. So you just click on the 3 W's, yarravalleyfm.org.au. You'll see on the left-hand side there's a whole lot of writing. Click on podcasts. Then you'll come to another page and have my smiling face there. And that'll, if that doesn't put you off, click underneath it and you'll be able to listen to any of these podcasts. There's a few hundred of them there. So anytime, have a listen. But anyway, we're talking to Mitch and he's with the Croydon Parish Players and he's going to do this show, A Urine Town. So first of all, Mitch, just briefly, You were saying, I know a little bit about building sets, so you're mentioning that this is a real cheap sort of set.
Yeah, well, because it's set in this dystopian future, the visual palette for the show is something a little bit down and ragged and dirty. And so in an attempt to do something a little bit funky and unique, we're basically building a set out of cardboard.
Good luck with that. There's some
timber to hold it all together, but we have cardboard sets, we have cardboard props, we have cardboard costumes, which has been a great delight for the costume design team to work on.
Oh, Ben.
We've got showgirls in cardboard corsets and miniskirts. It's
I'm intrigued now. You've really got me intrigued. I don't know how you can make this.
I'll be honest with you, Alan. I have no idea either. But that's what I've got a wonderful costume team for. And every member of the design team of this show has gone above and beyond my wildest dreams.
When you start talking about showgirls in mini dresses and undergarments and that, I thought you were going to mean that you just sort of put them in boxes or something like that, but they've actually designed a proper... proper costume.
They are in Vegas showgirl-style cardboard costumes.
Gee, that'll be amazing.
So corsets, headdresses, the whole kit and caboodle. As I say, the design team from the sets to the props to the costume team have all been working their backsides off for the last 6 months to come up with all of these incredible ideas. The same thing with the music team. So Brody and Scott, who are handling our musical direction, and Molly with her choreography. The choreography for this is phenomenal. I think it's one of the more choreographed shows we've ever done, and the cast are rising to the challenge and then some.
I can't wait to see it. All right, so let's start to talk about dates and times and whereabouts, please.
Excellent. So the show opens on Friday the 17th of October. So we have a Friday night, we have a Saturday twilight show, and then a Sunday matinee. And then in our second week, we have a cheap tickets, a Whiz Wednesday, if you will.
Whiz Wednesday.
Whiz Wednesday with some cheaper tickets. And then Thursday night and Friday night, we close the show.
So can you just give us those dates? You only really gave us the first one, the 17th of October.
So October 17th.
Yep.
18th for the Twilight Show, 19th for the matinee.
Yeah.
And then 22, 23 and 24.
22, 23... and 24th. All right, so whereabouts is it?
So we're playing at the Roeville Secondary College Performing Arts Centre.
Oh, that's a nice theatre, that, isn't it?
It's a very nice little theatre. There's a lot of fun stuff to play with there.
And the cost of the tickets, please, Mitch?
So an adult ticket will cost you $45. A child up to the age of 15 is $26. Concession price is $40. And we also do a four-person family for 116.
Righto. Just give those prices out again so people can write them down, please.
An adult ticket, $45. Yeah. Child up to the age of 15 is $26. Concession prices or group tickets, $40. And for a family ticket, which is two adults and two children, or one adult and three children, is 116.
116. And that's at the Roval Secondary College. And have you got that address handy, please?
I do. So it's Humphreys Way in Roville.
Yep. And it's starting the 17th. And that's your opening night, is it? And that's a
yes, opening night on Friday the 17th of October. So it's getting very close.
Friday. And I guess you've probably have to build all these sets off site, do you? And then have one big weekend getting it all in and putting it up.
Yeah, so we've got our factory in Bayswater where we rehearse and build the sets, and then we will get a truck and carry it all over to Roville. And the wonderful Aidan and Phil, who are heading up our set team, will put it all together in the theatre.
And that's no mean feat either, for the people behind the scenes to get it up in such a hurry either, is it?
And when you come and see the set, you'll have an even greater appreciation for what I've asked them to do, because it's a pretty big set.
Well, people should, even if there's no other reason, I cannot imagine people being dressed in cardboard. The mind boggles.
It is worth the price of admission alone.
Yeah. As I say, it would be... I just thought it was going to be... When you said they're going to be dressed in cardboard, you just think, I don't see how you can have the round parts and all this sort of part of people's bodies. I'm amazed.
So am I, Alan. Louise, who's our costume designer, comes to me with a new sketch she's been working on, I just sit in complete amazement.
And the other thing is, too, it's got to last.
we have to make spares of a lot of things.
Yeah, I was going to say, you just can't... They can't wear it once, and if it gets a bit sweaty or something, well, you chuck it away because...
Yep. There's been a lot of conversations about sweat.
Yeah, I bet there is. All right, so the show is You Ryan Town. It's not only about toilets. It's about the revolution.
It's about musical theatre. It's very fourth wall. If lovers of music theatre will recognise choreography and references to a variety of Broadway musicals, nothing is beyond parody.
It sounds like a terrific show. And the 17th of October is not... coming up. Oh, you haven't told them how they can buy their tickets.
Oh, of course. If you head to cppcommunitytheatre.com.au, there's a big banner that says You're in Town, and you can follow that for all the ticket details. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok at CPP Community Theatre. The social media team are having a bit of fun parroting a few bits and pieces for our socials, so it's quite a good time.
But is it CPP or Croydon Parish Players?
CPP Community Theatre.
And that's on Facebook?
Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all the social platforms, it's the same handle.
Well, Mitch, look, I hope it's a real success. You've got to say, even if the audience are as intrigued as I am, I'm sure you'll have a great turn up, because I just can't imagine it. And if someone told me we're going to make a show about the toilets, well, I find that a bit hard to believe, so...
And yet somehow it works and is hilarious and silly and thought-provoking, and I think it's going to be a fantastic show. We ran the full show last night, and I sat and giggled in the corner like a child for a good portion of the night.
That's terrific. Mitch, unfortunately, I've got to go. The news is there, but thank you for your time, and I hope it's a real success for you.
That's right. Thanks for having me, Alan.
No worries. Thanks. Bye.